KFIZ News Time, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Wednesday. It's July 28th of 2021, final Wednesday of the month. Thanks for joining us here this morning on News Talk 1450. And for one of our Health and Wellness Wednesday conversations here, of course, covering all sides of the coin when it comes to health and wellness, and talking with friends from CSI of Fond du Lac County, and Amber Killowee from the United Way, putting on your CSI hat this morning.
Yes, indeed.
How are you?
Thanks for having me, Spencer. I love them. You know, that is one thing I've always said about this job is, you know, people joke, literally no day is ever the same. That can't be more true in the nonprofit sector in general. But I really enjoy that, Spencer, because some days it'll have me out and about. Like yesterday, for example, we had the pleasure of being invited out to Pyre and Rosano, working with the Fond du Lac Rec Department. Big shout out to Kent and his staff and the folks that work at the playground projects. We were out reading to kiddos, the Doc Spiders.
I saw that.
Annual reading event. And we host a Doc Spider player who actually left this morning because they have a day off. So it worked out. But a little tear in my eye and our family's eye. So it's such an enjoyable, you know, opportunity. So I said to him, all right, once you see that sign up, you better get into the locker room and sign up for it.
So, there you go.
He's like, okay, yes, I will. You know, so they had such a great time, Spencer. So, you know, that's where we were yesterday. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, of course, a couple of weeks. Next week, Tuesday, we'll be out at over at the Fairgrounds Park for National Night Out, right? Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things. And tomorrow, just a plug for Parent Cafe, right? Yeah. We'll be at the, I know you and I had talked about this a while ago, but for any listeners who, you know, miss that spot, we'll be out at Buttermilk Creek Park Pavilion. We're so excited to get our Parent Cafe series started up again. That event runs from 5 to 6:30. So, come for dinner, right? Dinner will be served, family style dinner. No need to register. We have a good amount of food covered. We'll have snacks and goodies. If you're bringing children, we would love to hear from you. So give a call. I'm so sorry. Doggone allergies this time of year. 921-7010 is our number. Certainly come. You're not required to bring your kiddos, but there is obviously that great park right there. They'll be well taken care of by childcare folks. You come and enjoy the camaraderie of fellow caregivers. I'm very much looking forward to it. I feel like I need a little, decompression in my life right now. Mm-hmm. Kids are, you know, we're getting to that time of the summer, Spencer, where kids are... you're ready. You know, you're ready for the normality. Quite honestly, they're ready for the schedule and the regimen and, you know, just getting back to, what they know and their teachers and, you know, having that joy of seeing their friends and things like that again. So I'll be very much looking forward to being a participant in the Parent Cafe. So, and Spencer, as you know, when I mentioned the Parent Cafe a couple of weeks ago when you and I chatted, CSI... it has five elements to it, okay? Mm-hmm. And it basically brings, mental health and that coordination of services from very young, okay? So thinking of our pre-Kers, right? Our sprout, again, supporting positive relationships where our children under six can thrive, you know, all the way through the lifespan, Spencer, to make sure that, our older folks, our retirees, our seniors, are really living their best life. And that includes, mental health along with, physical well-being. So all the elements are five elements total around mental health, but of course we also have added a component of physical health. And I just want to shout out JJ Raflick and Dr. Satch Jogal from Ignition. Of course, JJ is with the YMCA. We actually just had our annual meeting in June for CSI. We run kind of a similar to a school year, of course, where we're well connected with the school district. Many folks were voted in, and they stepped up to the plate and said, we know a little bit about physical health. We know a little bit about childhood obesity. We know about chronic, comorbidities, things like that. So, we'd love to bring our subject matter expertise. So along with Satch Jogal and JJ Raflick, we also voted in new element folks. And we're really excited to be able to have one on as a guest to talk a little bit about, her perspective from CSI. But Alicia Hans, many of you probably know Alicia from, number of community, every time. And sometimes people joke with me and they're like, well, I see you everywhere. You're out everywhere. And I feel like that way about Alicia sometimes. Like, I'm everywhere. You're out everywhere. So Alicia also has the pleasure of wearing a number of different hats. But we're really excited to have her. When we approached her to be an Element chair, we just knew that we were getting the expertise, the passion, without a doubt, and just the dedication to mental health. So we're excited to have Alicia chairing our Element 4, which is our mental health element. So Alicia's on, and hopefully we'll be able to hear a little bit from her about some upcoming events that CSI is doing and other things that she's involved in the community.
Yeah, Alicia's on the phone with us here this morning. Alicia, thanks for coming on the program with us today. Tell us kind of your involvement with CSI, and what do you hope to accomplish with CSI's Element 4?
Sure. Well, good morning, Spencer and Amber. Thank you so much for inviting me on today. And Spencer, again, thank you for your supporting mental health and wellness in our community. You've always been really generous in allowing us to come on the radio and plug mental health awareness and services. So thank you. I am very honored and privileged to have been invited to be the chair of the Mental Health Access Committee as part of CSI. And I am really looking forward to this year. I have a very strong committee. Our Mental Health Access Committee is comprised of various members of the community from Fond du Lac County, people from the health department, individuals who are connected at the Fond du Lac School District, Ripon School District, Oakfield School District, and also providers in the community who come together to brainstorm various components of how we can improve access to mental health services in our community. I'm really excited this year because we are focusing on our goals and objectives and working on improving our data collection, working with law enforcement to respond to crisis mental health calls, and hopefully in the future exploring the feasibility of a mobile crisis program here in Fond du Lac. So that's very exciting for me. And also part of the mental health element, as Amber was referring to, is our Prevent Suicide Fond du Lac group and our Self-Harm Death Review Team. And again, both of those committees are separate committees who are comprised of volunteers in our community from various backgrounds. Both committees evaluate various suicide prevention strategies and really focus on analyzing, suicide prevention and getting resources to families who are in need. And coming, as the dust is seemingly setting after this COVID pandemic really took us all out this year, we are seeing significant needs in the mental health community. I'm a mental health provider in the Fox Valley area for kids, and there is just such a significant need for kids and families and adults for mental health services, and we're really starting to see that increase. And also demonstrative of this is, Fond du Lac County is working on their community health assessment right now, and they had distributed surveys and done individual interviews, and some of the preliminary feedback that we're seeing, the data, is that mental health is one of the top three priorities, and perhaps even the top priority of our community. So for me, for our community to identify mental health as one of our top health priorities is a really exciting thing, but it's also very humbling and actually very concerning because of how much COVID has impacted our community and mental health. So I am really excited for our committees to work together in the future, along with the health department, to really prioritize mental health in the community. I also want to just talk about briefly, CSI Fond du Lac facilitates QPR trainings for individuals and groups. QPR stands for Question, Persuade, Refer, and it's basically like a basic life skills for suicide prevention. So identifying risks. Maybe you have a friend or a colleague who may be suffering and struggling, and it gives you some basic language and suggestions for talking with individuals who may be considering suicide, and helping connect, finding ways and language to use to connect them to the help that they deserve. And we train hundreds of individuals as well as employers and human resources directors in our community from local businesses who are looking at implementing some of these wellness practices in their principles at work. So if you as an individual or as a business associate, a business leader, a human resources director are interested in, it's a 75-minute training. So it's real simple. We can do it virtually or in person. We come to you. And the training is facilitated by trained instructors. I myself am one of them. We have several. It's free. So that is one opportunity and one way that we can advocate for mental health wellness in our community. And the final thing, Spencer, that I'll talk about today is NAMI, that's our National Alliance on Mental Illness. NAMI Fond du Lac is hosting their 7th annual Ride for the Mind event in August 21st, starting at 8 a.m. at Oven Island in Lakeside Park. So the Ride for the Mind is a motorcycle bike ride and car ride that begins at 8 a.m., just a parade of cars traveling through the community and bikes to advocate for mental health awareness and support. So this is a big fundraiser for NAMI. You don't have to be a part of the ride to participate in the event. After the ride returns at Oven Island on Lakeside Park all day from 8 a.m. to 3, we'll have vendors, food, music, games, family-friendly games. We have raffles, and we also have three speakers who are going to speak about their experience with mental health and wellness. I actually happen to be one of the speakers. I hold a unique position as a provider and an advocate, a family member who's been affected by suicide, as well as a consumer of mental health services myself, in my recovery and sobriety. So I'm excited for this event. You can also purchase raffle tickets from Horicon Bank. One ticket for five for 20. You don't have to be present at the raffle to win. It's a $500 grand prize. And then four other cash prizes, as well as raffle baskets. So it's a really exciting event coming up August 21st at Oven Island Lakeside Park. You can check out namifondulac.org to check out that event. They also have a Facebook page. So lots of really great things happening in our community center.
Excellent, excellent. Appreciate that, Alicia. Thanks so much for joining us on the phone line here this morning. We appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon. Amber, any final things you wanted to add about CSI, any updates or any other info that people need to know about this morning?
I think, Spencer, what I would encourage is we keep things, events like this, we keep the community aware and apprised of what we're doing through our Facebook page. So if you've not liked CSI Fond du Lac County, I would encourage you to do so. We'd like to think it's a pretty active page where, you can find resources, you can find articles, current events, things like this, like that. And then you can also go to CSI FDL.org. I had to think about that for a second. More things. If there's any things like Alicia's talking about for signups, more information about QPR and any of the trainings that mental health is doing, that pillar, it's all going to be right on that website, Spencer. So again, like Alicia said, we're just appreciative to be able to have these standing spots. We're excited to, we're going to have some new news. We're excited to be able to talk about some leadership coming into CSI. So we're excited to share some information about that. So more to come from CSI Fond du Lac County.
Very good. Amber, Alicia, thanks so much for the time. As always, we appreciate it, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, this is News Talk 1450, KFIZ 1020.